All right, thank you so much. I think we want to go ahead and get started. We're thrilled to have our lunch speaker. My name's Lee Meyercord, and it's my pleasure to introduce. Oh, good. It's my pleasure to introduce Commissioner Werfel. So he serves as the 50th Commissioner of the IRS. As Commissioner, he presides over the nation's tax system, which collects approximately $4.1 trillion in tax revenue each year, representing about 96% of the United States' total gross receipts. Commissioner Werfel oversees an agency of about 85,000 employees and an annual budget of more than $12 billion. Commissioner Werfel has an extensive range of experience inside and outside of the government. Prior to becoming commissioner, he was the global leader of Boston Consulting Group's public sector practice, and previously he was the leader of BCG's public sector practice in North America. In these roles, he worked with government agencies worldwide on finances, service delivery, transformation plans, and risk assessment initiatives. Before joining BCG in 2014, Commissioner Werfel served in the federal government for more than 15 years, including 7 months as acting commissioner of the IRS from May to December 2013. And prior to his appointment as acting commissioner, he was the controller of the Office of Management and Budget. So, Commissioner Werfel, thank you so much for being here. And in addition, oh yes, go ahead, please. In addition, it is my absolute pleasure to introduce Larry Gibbs. So Larry, we all know, I refer to him as a Texas treasure because he is, even though he now is in Sarasota, Florida. But he's senior counsel at Miller & Chevalier in Washington, D.C. Before practicing law, he earned his BA in American Studies and graduated magna cum laude from Yale University, and he has a JD from none other than the University of Texas. I assume he will be rooting for us this Saturday against Georgia in the SEC championship.
Larry, how about that, Danny?
Let me see. Oh, no. Well, and Commissioner Werfel, you
go
also.
Go dogs.
Wow, look at that. But you also are one of the few people who attended both Duke and UNC.
I know. My daughter is at UGA.
Oh, okay.
So that is where the connection
That's
comes
a connection.
From.
Okay. Well, who do you choose in March Madness?
Duke.
Okay.
Hey, I'm very decisive here. I'm not hedging at all.
We like it. Okay. So Larry practiced in Corpus Christi from 1963 to 1973 and in Dallas from 1976 to 1986. During his law career in the private sector, he was appointed to the position of Deputy Chief Counsel of the IRS by the then Secretary of Treasury George Shultz in 1973 during the Nixon administration, and he served in that position until he was appointed to the IRS Assistant Commissioner. He left the IRS in 1976, only to return 10 years later when President Ronald Reagan appointed him and the Senate confirmed him to become the Commissioner of the IRS. So Larry Gibbs is one of those people who I think has invested so much of his time and energy in the tax community that he has made us all better, and we are so, so lucky to have him. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Terry, who will explain our Q&A format for today.
All right. Thank you, Lee. So I'm Terry Lemons. I'm with IRS Communications, and you may be wondering, like, why am I sitting in between these two very important gentlemen? Well, one of the things that we've found as we've gone out and spoken at tax conferences and other events is rather than have the commissioner get up and read a pre-prepared script, it's better to just have a live conversation. And as this conference approached, it just struck me this was a unique opportunity to have Commissioner Gibbs up here, the 41st commissioner of the IRS, to sit with the 50th commissioner of the IRS, Commissioner Werfel. I mean, it's just really a unique situation where you have bookends of history. Both of them are fascinating people with fascinating backgrounds. And when we came up for the title of this session about the IRS past, present, and future, we had no idea that the future dimension would take on a little different twist in light of last night's announcement. So we're going to keep this as a free-flowing discussion. We're delighted to be here. But let me start off by asking a question of Commissioner Werfel. You know, in light of last night's announcement from the president-elect, what are your thoughts on that, Commissioner Werfel?
Well, of course, I saw the announcement, and I'm aware of the various nominees that have been put forward for leadership positions. And I believe that that it's not my place to comment on those nominees at this time. I think the folks that should comment on them are the incoming administration, the transition team, and as appropriate, the nominees themselves.